So I was talking with my old lady, right? She looks at me in the eye, love deep in her heart, and I'm just like, baby, baby, my baby, I hope you know, I may be a hoe, but I'm your baby. I'll tell you this truthfully. Oh shit, I lost track. Anyways, why do they get upset about me being a hoe? When I don't even be a hoe. I just talk shit like every other guy, thinking he's gonna get lucky and never gets any. Why? Because they all think we're a hoe regardless. It's like a bunch of fucking slut-shaming bitches. I'm like, fuck that shit. I don't know why I can't hoe out. Haven't you ever wanted to hoe out? I bet you every girl out there has went through a phase like the Amish do when they sit there and they can just go get 10 grand and go out in the world and party the fuck out. Yeah, they can do it. But no, as soon as a guy gets one moment in his entire life, they're like, cut it off at the source. We can't have no confidence in that motherfucker. Ah! Break them down, girls. And then all the girls that you do sleep with, I guarantee to you, they're talking to each other. Yeah. I'm not playing. I like to act like I'm joking sometimes, and I fish a lot, but I know. Why? Because I have 7 sisters, and I'm part female. I know how y'all think. You'd be sitting there, like, all plotting, scheming with your worst enemy over some guy. Just like, I fucking hate that motherfucker. She'd be like, oh, I love you, homegirl. Which inside, she's like, I hate this bitch, too. But they both be, like, doing this weird plot thing where they're manipulating each other to do something that they're going to get them to do by not asking them to do it in such a fucked up way that they just have to do it because that bitch said not to do it. But they do it on purpose. Cut you deep. Real deep, didn't it? I was talking to myself, obviously. Yeah, I better not talk too loud. I'll get slapped the fuck up. You know how them spousal domestic disputes are these days. No wonder men beat women back in the day. We were trying to stay strong because we knew they were the alpha of the species. Didn't want to let them have the upper hand for a second, or we'd be sitting at home waiting for them to bring the kill back. Half your exes on the dinner plate. I'm not crazy. I've just been through some crazy shit. No, don't talk about yourself like that. You're not crazy. I'm saying that because she's here. Help! But seriously, don't take that serious. I'm a man, and I do what we all do, and I hide my feelings because no one likes to hear us bitch, because only a female talks to us, and she don't like to hear nothing but her voice. And your compliance. But you can't go and give that up. Because the moment you do, and she knows you're going to listen to everything she says, you know what happens? She fucking leaves your ass. Why? It has nothing to do with you. Trust me, man. It's not your fault. You're good. You're golden. You're doing a great job. You're being a man's man. It's just that. She can't trust you. Because you're always doing everything for her. All the time. Listening to everything she has to say. And you know what? That sounds like a setup. I would think it was a setup, wouldn't you? If you met a chick who did everything for you? Oh, you did last year. I know you did because you left that bitch. I tapped it. Sorry. I go take the weakest off in the hood. Judging me, I'm a guy. Girls are worse. At least I don't fucking make some concocted 8-year plan. Oh. Which they do. But only if they love you. Which I'm always saying because there's a gun. My number is 509. Yes, I know. Okay, well, that was all bullshit. I have been saying weird things because I was under the influence of acid.
And
oh wait, is that, does that say acid? Or does that say shrooms? Oh, I mean, I've been on shrooms.
Read the note the right way, motherfucker!
I'm sorry. They said you were native. I didn't know you were really native. For all of you poor fellas who got yourselves in native honey, you understand where I'm coming from. And it's okay, you don't have to say it out loud. I feel ya. I know. So don't say nothing, because I don't want you to get hurt. Yeah, you guys got the eye too, didn't you? Oh my god. Yes, life in paradise is hell. But hey, it's better than being alone.
Excuse me?
No, it's not better than being alone.
What? That's the worst! Break it.
You ever heard of one of those mornings where you wake up and you just run because you're like, damn, not again. I told you I didn't want to sleep. No? Then, yeah. Feel happy being single. I swear they should have those laws that they have in the workspace for people. That sexual harassment and shit in relationships. Like, sometimes a guy just, like, wants to go hang out and play games or something, you know? Not everything is a reference towards sex. People think guys only think about sex. That's bullshit. Guys think about random sex all throughout the day. You know what females do? They think about their property. And how they can fuck it all day. Without it talking. Or saying anything. It just sits there, does the dishes, gets fucked, and fucks off. But doesn't leave the house. Because it might go get fucked by something else. And you know how those females are. Best friends, don't touch my shit. They will be best friends with any female just to find out if they're touching her shit. Fucking sideways. Doesn't even have to be even a real thing. Be some random chick at the checkout counter and they're just going like, I don't know. You looked at her twice. It's a fucking sign. They fucking, I know it. Meanwhile, the guy told her he was sleeping with the chick at 7-Eleven the whole time. She just didn't want to take it seriously. Just because we say it in a snarky tone, it's not because we're full of shit or making a joke. It's because we want you to think that, but want to be able to say, like, I told you, honey. Another thing. Now, I'm not going to give her advice, especially about women, because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm with this girl. Nothing bad, baby. I think it's cute and adorable. How you sat there and made me watch you mutilate that one chick. I mean, you know what I mean. Anything not illegal. Speaking of which, don't ever tell her the truth. Lie. That's what love is built on.
He is so fucking full of shit.
She's saying that with a scalpel and a bunch of hair from some bitch's head that he slept with months ago.
Whatever.
Oh yeah, give it back. Yeah. And a nice long talk. With no words in all fists of fury. I didn't think I was that important. She had a female fight over me. I was like, wow.
Ego boost.
I'm king shit now. And the one chick before this, I forgot what it was already. Damn, she's horny. I've seen prettier things than I see. By the way, I'm not standard. But my lady thinks she's special. Because she is. She thinks that I got all this feeling. I'm just not very dumb on anything that lets me. Anyway, the recollection of the dead, obviously. All my exes hate me for good reason. And all my future wives. I think I have to get along with this one because she's probably going to be the only brown one because she don't want nothing in her territory that might pose a threat. So big bridges and aggro bridges are welcome. As long as there's something that isn't forgettable. So if I'm sleeping with you, you know. It's because I'm alive. Who that?